Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Just recently, CEF of Illinois had our annual fall event called Open Doors and Open Hearts. This year we had two guest speakers, Sally Burke, who is the International President of Moms in Prayer, and also Dr. Brian Chappell, the Senior Pastor of Grace Presbyterian Church right here in Peoria, Illinois. We had a wonderful evening together, and God blessed in so many ways. Also during the event, I had the opportunity to share the CEF of Illinois ministry report of what God is doing in opening doors and opening hearts for ministry, both here in this state, across the country, and around the world, and reaching the children, the future generation for Christ. I hope you enjoyed listening to this first half of our CEF of Illinois ministry report, Open Doors and Open Hearts. I just wanted to go ahead and just share with you what God is doing around the world in Child Evangelism Fellowship. A lot of you know this, that the CEF is not just a Peoria thing, a local thing, an Illinois thing. It is a worldwide ministry. When I first came into CEF, the worldwide CEF was reaching about 4 or 5 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide. And now today, 25.5 million children are hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is not like through a, you know, internet thing. This is a face-to-face presentation, a Bible club setting where children are hearing about Jesus around the world. I just praise the Lord for all the open doors that the Lord is opening, especially overseas. And some of you may have heard that, or known, especially from my church here, that I was able to go this summer to Africa. God opened the door for me, and actually I've been going there for the past 16 years, and every time I have an opportunity to go to Africa, I just jump on it. I just love it. And also I want to say thank you, because my state board allowed me to go, not for 1 or 2 weeks, but they allowed me to go to 3 weeks, and I'm so thankful for that. And so I just want to share a little bit what God did over there in Africa. And every time I go there, I get so excited because just like I have a family here in Illinois, that's my other family. Those are my brothers and sisters in Christ on the other side of the world. And I get so pumped. When I first was going there, they had like 3, 6, 9 workers. And now today they have 33 workers. And this blows my mind. These 33 workers, they're reaching, and the volunteers, over 1 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, how is that even possible? I mean, that's just amazing. Well, when you go over there, you find out how that is possible, because God has opened the doors of the public schools and he is holding them open. Actually, the first time I've been to Africa was in 1988, so actually I've been going back even before 16 years ago. And so it's amazing to me. You can walk right into the public schools in Africa, especially the East Central African countries like Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, and you can walk in, you have a whole school assembly with 800 kids. Or 500 kids, or 300 kids. And so one of the things I was able to do in the time I was over there, some, you know, conference speaking in churches and so forth, but one of my favorite things, we can walk right into the public schools and share the good news of the gospel with the children. And one day, for example, we couldn't do it all the days, I was doing different things, but one day, for example, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we were able to go to 5 schools and reach over 1,500 children and share with them about Jesus. I mean, that was just amazing. And one of the schools that we were at, we landed on, there was the district superintendent of Lugazi, which is in East Central Uganda. And so she actually had been with us. She actually took us from school to school to school, all 5 schools in one day. And then they took us to back to where the principals or superintendent's offices are. And we had some tea and some chapati and rice and cakes and things like that. And we're like, you know, we're a little tired because each one was like an hour presentation and so forth. And so then she looked at us and she was like, okay, are you ready to go to more schools? And we're like, it's 5 o'clock. And so, but we couldn't, we had to get back to Kampala before it got too dark. And then this is what she said to me. She said, Katrina, okay, because she knew me a little bit. She says, okay, Katrina, you come back next time and bring a big team from your CEF staff in Illinois, and I'll get you into every school in the district of Lugazi, because I am charged, I am responsible, and I can get you into every school. And I just looked at her and I was like, I was thinking, we already been to 5 schools. How many more schools? And I said, well, how many more schools are in your district? And she said, 147. I was like blown away. This is the open doors that we have for the gospel, and we get so excited about it. But I also want to give you a prayer request a year in advance. I went back to my state board as soon as I got back. Basically, as soon as that plane touched the ground, Julie Whelan is my chairman. We sat in my office, and one of the first things Julie can testify, I said, okay, I want to tell you something. I want to go back again next year. But this time, it's not about me or anything like that. I want to bring a big team with me to go back to Uganda. We're calling it Vision 2020 or 2020 Vision. And we want to bring a school team. We want to bring a teacher training team, a camp ministry team, because a lot of the children, when they have holidays over there, like in Christmas time. And so we're looking at November 22nd through December 13th, another three-weeker, to go in through that open doors that God is doing around the world. And also, this broke my heart. I found out that the children in Uganda, 70% of the believers in Uganda do not even have their own Bible. So here you have the open door for the gospel in those schools to speak and teach God's word to the children, but the children don't even have a Bible. So I don't know, we talked to Crossway ESV, and they're going to give us, I think this is interesting, 70% discount. 70% do not have a Bible. They're going to give us a 70% discount. So we're going to pray that God would just bless us so we can ship a bunch of Bibles over to Mombasa and take them by truck from Kenya to Uganda. And we just praise the Lord for what he's doing. But pray with us. Will you pray with us even now that God, that he's opened these doors, that he would just continue to open these doors one step at a time. You know, sometimes we can get so excited, and sometimes I'm guilty of that, that we get so excited about what God is doing overseas, we forget that, you know, God has opened doors right here in our country. We say, well, wow, look at that. You can go into the schools in Africa, and you can share God's word with the children, and then we bemoan about here. But we forget that there are open doors right here. And God has opened the doors, yes, wide open overseas, but you know, God has opened the doors right here. That's what we've been talking about. No, we can't go in during the school day, but we can go in immediately after school. And that is what a Good News Club is. A Good News Club simply is a Sunday school, like and then public school, that meets immediately after school. And Sally has already referenced it, and so has Pastor Kerry. In 2001, almost 19, 20 years ago, that God opened the door. And I love that verse in Colossians 4, 3 and 4 that's on your screen. There says, pray for us that God would open for us a door to speak the word so that we may speak forth the mystery, the word of Christ, which is how I ought to speak. Why is God opening these doors? Because he wants the children to hear God's word. We're so excited. I know I put this next slide up. You've probably been coming to events. You've seen it over and over again, but I just love it. I never get tired of it. City by city by city by city. And also, Pastor Kerry, I didn't get a chance to tell you, we are now in not 70-something. I just got the numbers a couple weeks ago from my staff. 87. That's the highest we've been. 87 schools that we are now in Illinois. And so God is just widening open, like in Springfield. I've been talking about this too. Last year, we got permission to be in all the elementary schools in Springfield. Now, are we in every school in Springfield? No. But as the door opened, yeah, see, God has gone before and opened the door. We just started our first after-school Good News Club just this fall in October, our very first one. Took us 10 years to do. I know it's a slow process, but God is doing it. And we had that same open door right here in District 150. Would you pray? Because one of the things that's burdened my heart by having the state office here in Peoria, over 15 years ago, dating back to the time when Ken Hinton was a superintendent, we went before him. Actually, it was Paula Claseris from this church and myself and another member from this church. And we went, we met, and we sat in Ken Hinton's office. And he shook his head. He goes, yes, yes, I understand equal access. Yes, it's legal. And they took it before District 150 board. And so for like, I lost track. I've been here now 20 years. So I'd say like 15, 18 years, the door has been open here in Peoria. Praise God, we're in 5 schools, getting ready to be in 6 schools. But you know, the burden of my heart is that we would be in every single elementary school right here. Why can't we? God's already opened up the door, but we need God's people to walk through those doors. But not only is God opening the doors, but he is opening these doors because God, by his will, by his sovereign grace, wants to open the hearts of the children. It says in Colossians 4:3, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word.
God's not just opening up these doors for no reason. Oh, look, you know, I can do that and do anything. You know, I can overrule whatever. He's opening these doors so that the children would hear the word of Christ. And that's exactly what's happened. For example, in Haran, God opened up that door in our first Good News Club. Now, Haran, I know I didn't hear about it either. It's down in southern Illinois. It's near Carbondale, a little bit outside of that area. 83 children showed up on the first day of club. That's amazing. I mean, 83 children on day one of club in a little small rural town called Haran. And I don't know what's up with that 83 number, because then I heard from Pastor Carey's wife, Nancy, on the first day of club at Good News Club that this church, Grace Presbyterian Church, supports. They actually do three Good News Clubs, and one of them, Hickory Grove and Dunlap, on the first day of Good News Club, even though we've been there for years, the numbers just jumped, and they had same number, 83 children that showed up on the first day of Good News Club. And I talked to Nancy, and I also talked to a team member today, and I want to give you a serious prayer request. They need volunteers. We need volunteers. Actually, Nancy France, Pastor Carey's wife, said we need at least 5 or 6 more volunteers, because the children that are coming from these international families are coming once a week. That Good News Club is outpacing the number of the current volunteers we have. So would you pray for that? Those are wide open doors that God has given to us. My ministry coordinator in Carbondale, Robin Williams, she snapped this picture, and this also was on the gym floor, one of the first Bible verses that these children were learning at that Good News Club. The children, they were meeting in the gym, and what God did is not only did he open the doors for the children to hear God's word by opening their hearts, but just get this, on the open space of the gym floor, the children are putting a puzzle together, doing the scripture verse, and you know what the first scripture verse they learn? 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, Christ died for our sins. They're putting it together like a long strip, for our sins according to scripture, and that he was buried, and then he rose again on the third day according to scriptures. I mean, you're talking about an open door right there on that gym floor for all to see. Is the core message, the very heart of the gospel that the children need to hear.
Thank you again for listening to this first half of our ministry report. Be sure to listen again next week as we air the second half of the CEF report and share not only about open doors and open hearts, but also about our new ministry partnership that we're so excited about between Child Evangelism Fellowship and Moms in Prayer. Our shared vision between CEF and Moms in Prayer is to come together and support one another to see an after-school Good News Club established in every elementary school and middle school in Illinois. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to look to what God is doing and opening doors and opening hearts for the gospel, one heart, one school at a time, both here and around the world.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.